Hello and welcome to the Going Viral podcast. I'm Matthew Zinder, a certified registered nurse anesthetist. I'm an advanced practice nurse that specializes in the practice of anesthesia. The scope of this podcast will explore health and wellness from the broad to the specific. My aim is to educate while offering a unique perspective. Thank you for joining me today, and let's get right to the show. So welcome to this third episode, and as promised, I have cut down the 43-minute episode of the decontamination procedures with Ray Pearson, and I've cut that down to less than 15 minutes, and I just wanted to have a very quick and succinct episode on just the procedures. I hope the shorter amount of time allows people to reference it a little bit easier. Also, please remember to go to the show notes, and Ray has written out in step form decontamination procedures, and just remember to do them wherever it is practical for you, whether it be at the hospital or in the parking lot, as Ray had suggested for a moment, and all the way through to getting home. Also, remember that in following episodes, we will be talking about stress management, as we all know how stressful things are right now. And also, I have some interviews lined up, one with an infectious disease physician out of the University of Maryland Medical System. And also, I will be talking to an individual who was diagnosed with COVID-19. He lives in New York City, and he is currently on quarantine and living through it. And it does look like he will make a recovery, but he will describe his symptoms and how he believes he caught it. So please tune in and check back often for some of these episodes. And I hope that these informational podcasts are helping you. And please share with as many people as you think could benefit. So here is the succinct version of my interview with hazardous materials expert Ray Pearson on decontamination procedures following a hospital shift taking care of COVID-19 patients. So let's get into that whole concept of decon. How do we decontaminate ourselves at the end of a shift in order to not bring it home to our families or even to the physical structure of our home?
Or your car.
Or your car. Well, that might be inevitable. You might just have to learn to clean it really well each and every time you get into it after a shift.
Let's start with if you were working with a material as dangerous as COVID-19, what you would do is, again, you want to be constantly moving from dirty to clean. Everything that's on the outside of you that's been exposed to the world is assume it's dirty. And now what you want to do is start cleaning it and removing it away from you. So at the end, you end up with just you that are clean, and everything that might have gotten dirty in a bag that's not near you at this point in time. But we had some garden sprayers that had bleachy water. If you don't have a garden sprayer, any sort of little spray bottle will work. And first thing we would do is we'd come out and we'd spray down our hands and put on second gloves. So we now know that our hands are wearing fresh gloves and they're covered with bleach. So we assume that our hands can now touch things that will not get infected and that they're clean. And then we would start going through a process to where we'd be removing layers and putting it in bags that would be to be deconned later. So you're not going to throw all your clothes out. You want to wash your clothes. Go heavy on the bleach or some sort of sanitizing agent when you wash your clothes at this point in time. And you go through that process to where at the end, you'd have, hopefully in this decon kit, you'd have a bag full of clean clothes when you were done taking off all your old stuff that's dirty. The last thing you would do is remove your mask, wipe that all down, and take a step, hopefully, to the other side of your car with a bag that had all of your new clean clothes, and you would pop those clothes on. There's a lot more to it in a lot more steps, and you kind of want to follow them in the way that I described, such that you're always going one layer at a time, leaving your mask and over your face, because assume that anything that you are shaking off your clothes or anything like that, you might be re-aerosolizing something. So you want to have that mask on the whole time.
Okay, keep the mask on the whole time. That's a good point, because a lot of people, I can tell you that this is something that we've never had to think about. So it's very difficult to come up with a procedure. So the recommendation is, see if you can do some level of decontamination at the hospital in as safe of a room as you can possibly think of. Maybe pack in that gym bag a bag of Clorox wipes or something equivalent, and wipe down all the doorknobs and the surfaces in that room that you're in, and bring up a hefty bag or a trash bag to put all of those things that you're shedding off into, and then put on the clean clothing. Obviously, taking a shower there if you can would be ideal as well, but it's not always practical either, depending on what type of facilities your hospital offers you. For people who don't have that ability and they do just have to leave and get in their car and go home, what can we tell them? And we can start with, what do you do with the car?
If you have to get in the car, then you're going to have to clean the car down, wipe it down, spray it down.
And that would be every time, right?
Every time. If you work in a biosafety lab, it's almost a joke. You never bring your work home with you.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
If you are a person that is concerned about this and wants to basically protect themselves, then protect yourself like anything else to the best of your ability. Use your head, use your eyes, make an informed decision, and decide how you want to respond.
You have to get in your car and go home. You're shedding as best you can. So I, from what I'm getting is, the recommendation is you have to clean the car every single time this happens. Clorox wipes appropriate, or anything different than that?
Clorox wipes, I tend to like, and you know this, I have my spray bottle of bleach and some paper towels are really good. The spray tends to go everywhere. You don't miss as much. And if you're afraid of the bleach damaging it, you can use isopropyl alcohol, IPA, also in a spray bottle. Okay. And just wipe everything down. Make sure that you don't leave any stones unturned in this case.
Should we try to wear a mask while we're cleaning as well?
I would say yes.
So as far as, okay, so we've gotten home, we clean the car. Should they clean the car as soon as they just pull up to their driveway, or is that something you do later after you decon?
I would get out of the car, I would clean the car. And then I would get away from the car, and then I would go through and strip all the stuff off of me, leaving at the end everything that I've touched. I've just moved from the dirty state to the clean state, leaving nothing but a bag full of trash that I'm going to throw out or burn at the end of it. But I would do the car while I'm still wearing as much PPE or protection that I have. Because if you went back and cleaned the car afterwards, whatever clothing you wear, you'd have to run the risk of getting it on your clothes, your clean clothes. So you'd want to kind of still do it dirty.
Everything is in order. You want to do things in a certain order to go from most contaminated to least contaminated, correct?
It's that sequence that you're always kind of moving from dirty to clean. And you don't want to have to go back, because if you go back, you have to clean over again.
Okay, so we've gotten out of the car, we cleaned the car. Let's say we have a place in the house, mudroom, garage, basement, walkout, whatever. We have a set place. Do we want to keep that one same place every single time?
Yeah, but so at the end, when you're all done with this, you're going to decon all that stuff again, and you're going to, again, clean it all up and make it go away. And if it's in one location, you only got one location to clean.
Sure. So we get to that point, we shed everything into a trash bag, I guess, and then and then get ourselves into a shower. Anything in particular that one should do cleaning themselves in a shower, or is it just regular old soap, water, and shampoo?
Soap, water, and shampoo. I mean, because you know that soap is really, really good at killing viruses and bacteria. It's also good at keeping things from aerosolizing. If you did where your decon area would be when you got out of your car, make it as close to your car as possible so you're not smegging up your whole house as you're going through it. And you should be, this is in your house now, you should be leaving that area wearing either completely new clean items or very little of what you had on there. So there's no chance that you're carrying anything with you when you go take, and then you go right to the shower.
So in summary of decon procedures after a shift at the hospital, taking care of COVID-19 patients, or in a hospital that just has COVID-19 patients, and it doesn't even matter if you took care of one, the ideal situation would be to decon at the hospital in some room that you deem as clean as possible, and bring some cleaner with you if you need to, and change out of everything as best you can to a clean outfit and trash, or put a trash bag all the contaminated garb. Be best to take a shower at the hospital too if possible. If that's not possible, we get into our car, we go home. Keep the mask on as long as you can. In the driveway, clean the car as best you can after exiting the car. Go to your set spot in the house, or shed everything off into a trash bag. Do we still have the mask on at this point?
If you can, drive, I would, because you haven't deconned yourself.
So we're to the point now where we've shed everything off. It's in the trash bag. We take that trash bag to the laundry room, dump it in, start washing the clothes, and then get ourselves into a shower.
You should make sure that before you're leaving your decon area, you're deconned. Because if you're not, what's the point?
Well, there's still the concept of it being in your hair and things like that. I mean, people are going to jump in a shower after that. So it's going to be that step process where you're less decon, but not completely.
Yeah, so I mean, my guess is that your hair is going to be all wet because you just hosed it down with soapy water, or poured soapy water over it to make sure that you're not going to aerosolize anything as you're walking through your house. You're mostly taking the shower to wash any of the residual sanitizer that you have all over your body off at that point in time. But there should be zero concern that you have any COVID-19 particles on you at this point, or you haven't done your decon right.
All right. Well, that was a great summary of and recommendations for what we can do, because I know it's not on everybody's radar. And I know that a lot of people, myself included, just didn't realize how serious it was and how these procedures need to be a step process. And in order to keep everyone, including yourself and your family, safe when you are known to be exposed to it. Is there anything else that you can think of that you might want to add to any of that?
Yeah, I was never doing it by myself.
That's a great point.
I had a partner with me, and her and I would make sure that even if I wasn't helping her or she wasn't helping me, we were making sure we were doing it right.
You know, what we want to prevent is someone getting off of a shift and then going to the grocery store on the way home. You know, they have to think differently. Well, we have to assume it's on us, and we have to take the proper steps to protect ourselves and our families, especially after we go home from a shift like this. So, well, thank you very much for your time and your expertise. You have helped a lot of people this evening.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Anything else to sign off?
Everybody be safe.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
So that'll do it for this episode. I hope to see you at the next one. This is Matthew Zinder and the Going Viral Podcast. Please stay safe and stay well.